Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We can really get back into the habit of doing 15 minutes of Heat because the Heat are picking it up again. We're talking with Goldie about the Panthers, although we can ask him about the Heat as well. But we should get back in the habit of doing 15 minutes of Heat, which is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Steve Goldstein is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Goldie, the play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. I mentioned the Heat, so they've got the 1 o'clock game against the Nuggets tomorrow, and then the Panthers, 4 o'clock puck drop in Toronto against the New York Islanders. It's a five-game Stanley Cup qualifying series. And I know, Goldie, I'm excited about this. Crowder's excited about this. I obviously know that you're excited about this. But we did watch the exhibition game this week against the Lightning, and that was a brutal showing by the Cats. So what do? You just, like, for any exhibition game, you didn't put it out of your mind. Don't even worry about it. Like, what did Coach Q say about that performance?
Well, he thought it was a little bit of a wake-up call. You know, obviously, look, there's a lot of ways you could approach that game. It's very unprecedented. You only have one of them after 4.5 months off. The Panthers clearly, I thought, approached it like it was the first game of an exhibition of a normal training camp season, where Tampa approached it as, let's go after it and get our game together immediately. And you saw the big difference. You know, I'd say about 75% of the teams that played, I mean, all 24 teams played one of those games. I'd say the majority of them came out and played the way Tampa played. And then you had the other 25% that just kind of said, okay, let's just go through the motion here and get our legs going. And, you know, they didn't practice the day before in a noon game and let's just get it done. So I'm not going to read too much into it. I'll let you know around 4:45 after the first period on Saturday, whether that's the team. I'm assuming they're going to come out a lot more intense. And for this team, which, as we know, Hawk, unfortunately, has had these, you know, ups and downs, these highs and lows over this season and over the years, you know, maybe it is a positive. Maybe it is a wake-up call to say, hey, let's not fool ourselves. We weren't even close to playing at a playoff-type pace and intensity. So we'll see how it happens unfolds tomorrow.
And Goldie, as we're seeing sports, you know, restart, like the baseball, we're seeing 10-9 scores. It seems like the pitchers aren't really – they have their control yet. You know what I'm saying? NHL, what do you anticipate? NFL, I'll tell you my thing, Goldie. I think in NFL, it's going to be defense over offense because offense is all about timing and meetings and getting your adjustments down. Defense is all reactionary. So I think the score is going to be lower when football does come back. How is this very peculiar year? How is this different year? How do you think it affects hockey?
I think it's a great question. I think it's totally up in the air. I'm really not sure. You know, you're right about timing. That's one thing when you talk about power plays and things like that. But, you know, it's like the beginning of a season. I mean, that's the way I look at this thing. And every year in every sport, right, we see teams a week or two into the season that are, you know, 5-0 or something, or 6-0, or an NFL team that goes 3-1 in September and they end up finishing 6-10. The difference in the NHL, which makes this thing just unbelievable, is if you have a few bad games, you're going home. Like, there's no, like, the NBA, like, the Heat have the first of 8 regular season games after playing 3 practice games. There's a runway there. So I don't know what to expect. You know, I'm assuming, look, in the Panthers' case, they're playing a team that is so buttoned down, has such an identity of being a defensive team. It is not a hard style to play. You just have to be committed to doing it. So in the Panthers' case, I believe that this series, the Panthers have no choice but to play that way, because if they try to run and gun and open it up and, like you said, figure, hey, maybe teams don't have their systems down yet, I don't think that's going to work against the New York Islanders. But as far as the sport overall, it's a great question. I got no idea what to expect. I'm sure there'll be a few, you know, 6-4 games over the next, over this weekend in the NHL, I'm guessing.
And Goldie, just to what you just said, was it a mistake not to have some warm-up games to jump right into the playoffs? The NHL did it different than the NBA. Was that a mistake?
I don't think so. You know, the top 4 seeds, they have basically warm-up games because they're playing for seeding. So, you know, they're not going home. These other teams, and I got to be honest with you, I'm thrilled the Panthers have an opportunity, but, you know, hey, you put yourself in that position by being where you were. So the fact that they only let these teams, you know, play a best of 5 series with 1 exhibition, I mean, look, you have a little bit of leeway. I mean, you don't want to go down 0-2 in a best of 5, but you basically have 1 game to get yourself, you know, get yourself together. I'm not so sure the players wanted to play more than, you know, better than I do, Crowder. You know, players in preseason games, practice games, they don't like those very much.
Yeah. Especially if you ain't getting
paid.
He
hated them. Right.
No, yeah, I would ask. Hey, Coach, so how many plays do I have to play today? You say 10 plays, correct? I would count down.
Right. That's $50 a play. All right, Coach. I'll give you
less than that. $20 a play.
You don't make but You answered your own question then.
Yeah. Steve Goldstein. Goldie is with us. So you can watch him tomorrow on Fox Sports Florida. Again, it's a 4:00 puck drop. When's your pregame start on Fox Sports Florida?
A half hour before each game, so 3:30. And then next week they get 2 days off, and they'll play back-to-back on Tuesday and Wednesday. And those are 11:30 a.m. pregame starts, noon faceoffs.
Right, and then for those that want to listen to it on the radio, it'll be on 560 WQAM, The Joe. Same situation. You've got 4:00 puck drop tomorrow, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, noon games, and then Crowder and I will be on 560 after the games on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be on regular time Tuesday, Wednesday on 790. But yeah, this is going to be a frenetic, because you kind of got me nervous there, because you said in your first answer, it was like, Hawk, you know, every now and then, you know, this team has some peaks and valleys. Like, you can't have a valley in this. You literally cannot have a valley, which leads me to this question. Will there be a really short leash on Sergei Bobrovsky?
Great question. You know, we spoke about this when, like in June, if you recall, when they were talking about this return to play, and we actually had a conversation about who the goalie would be, and you were on the money, Hawk. You said, oh, there's no question, it's Sergei Bobrovsky, he's got to start. But the leash, great question. I don't know what they do, okay, and I hope it doesn't happen. I don't anticipate it happening, but if he has, like, a really bad game tomorrow, what do you do? I don't know.
I mean, if they're down 4-0 at the end of 2, like they were against Tampa, you can't have them play in the third period. And I don't even think you can let them finish the second period.
Right, and maybe you don't, you know, and then you come back and start them in game 2. So it's a great question. You know, the Islanders, you know, their 2 goaltenders are pretty much similar. It's a toss-up over who plays, so there's absolutely no leash there. I mean, whoever loses, even if he plays well, the other guy's probably going to play game 2. Panthers aren't quite in that boat because of the experience that Bobrovsky has. So, You know, I think there's a short leash on everybody on this team. I wouldn't be surprised if Quenneville, you know, basically plays four or five defensemen in the game tomorrow, basically plays the 10 forwards out of the 12 that are going good. He's like that. You know, this guy is coached in playoffs. I mean, he's one of the all-time winningest coaches. So he's going to have his finger on the pulse quickly of who's going, who's not going, and those are the guys that will play. And I got to think maybe with a little more rope, but not that much more, the goaltender as well.
Let me just segue into a couple other things here with Steve Goldstein. I don't know if you watched any of the NBA open their season last night. I'm sure you watched some of the Marlins when they had their opening three-game series and looked very good, actually. Goldie obviously does a lot of news and sports on CBS4. I'm wondering, in your opinion, because the NBA, NHL, things seem to be going well with testing. There's no positives. MLB is not in a bubble. And the Marlins have lost at least a week's worth of games. And now the Cardinals have positive tests. And so they're having games postponed. Do you think sports can exist right now outside of the bubble format?
I think it's a great question. I think it can exist, Hawk. But, you know, you're going to have these ups and downs and cancellations and postponements. It's just a fact. Look, you know, take Aaron Ekblad, right? He was at practice this morning. He's now in his hotel room, or he is at one of two designated restaurants only open for the Panthers, okay, in their time slot, and you can only either walk there or you take an NHL bus, which is cleansed six times a day. And that's it. That's all these guys are doing. So that's why the NHL has no positive tests. No one's going home. Even if you're being careful, you live with other people. Maybe they were out. Maybe they went to CVS and they, you know, took their mask off for 2 seconds and boom, you know, got it. So I think it can exist, but we need to be very aware of there's going to be these ongoing interruptions. I just believe that's going to be the case. There's going to be games canceled, games postponed, teams that are shut down from time to time. I just think it's inevitable, and we're really seeing that now in baseball. But the sport is still going on. I mean, they're still playing games, just not every team is on schedule.
And Goldie, something me and Hoff talked about a couple times now, where like the Marlins, bro, you need 9 guys on the field to play baseball. They have 17 players that got COVID. Like, what's your thought, Goldie, on like leagues, MLB with the Marlins, or, you know, now any other team starts getting a crazy breakout, where, Goldie, they just tell them try again next year. 2021 season, like, just shut down a team. Are you on board with just shutting down the entire team? Because as they postpone
one
these games,
team out of the, like, continue yeah. the league, but just shut down a team.
As they postpone these games, you know, now we're going to start packing it in later, and now it's going to become a scheduling nightmare. If a team has a 17-player breakout, like Hawk's saying, 30 teams to 29 teams, I don't know if that makes a big difference.
You know, it may not make a big difference. I don't know if they have to wait the full 2 weeks. You know, the whole season's 8 weeks, right? Or basically. So, you know, if you have to wait two full weeks,
already.
Sure, it's tough. Right, it's hard to get it in. Now, can they come back on Monday or Tuesday and play? The other thing is, I'm not ready to say that yet because this thing is just starting. Now, if that same team then has more outbreaks and you have to postpone them again, yeah, then you got to tell them, hey, look, you're missing half the year. You're causing all kinds of problems. And then you just have to do it. You have no choice. But remember, there's a lot of monetary factors here. You know, every single team has a local TV contract. They've got sponsors. And all those things are still in play. So I think, you know, the old expression, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I'm giving the first few teams, as this is a whole new world for everybody, a little bit of leeway. But at some point, yes, I think that you can make that. I wouldn't have a problem with it. If you go out again and, you know, 15 guys get it, hey, sorry, you're not playing anymore.
Steve Goldstein, watch Goldie tomorrow and then Tuesday and Wednesday. I told this, I think we had Moeller on last week, or I guess earlier this week, because the games 2 and 3 are Tuesday and Wednesday at noon, the end of the game, the end of playoff hockey, Crowder and I are going to be doing our show. It's so uncool for me personally because I want to focus on a game. I've been waiting for Panthers hockey, playoff hockey, for so long. So I told Moeller, I'm hoping the series goes 5 games because I want to actually be able to watch games 4 and 5, you know, when I don't have right. to concentrate on doing the show. So I'm okay with whatever happens 2 out of these 3 games. I just want.
Well, maybe we'll go triple overtime one of them, and you'll never get on the air. Yeah. So.
Well, we're on all the stations, Papa. So it's
oh,
not
true.
Even like I get
you
time
guys are
off.
On like, you guys are on like 9 stations. You guys are like when like a president holds a press conference, every channel picks
yes.
you up. You guys are big
and
time.
In fact,
I forgot about that.
Crowder and I, because we're trying to just take over everything. So we're actually letting the Marlins know that we're willing to take the place of one of their COVID players. You know, wherever you need us, Crowder and I will show up.
Hawk on second. Who's on second?
Give me the hot corner. Give me the hot corner. Put me on third. Give me the hot corner, Goldie. Anyway, watch Goldie tomorrow,
now batting,
Fox Sports Florida.
Number 52, Channing Crowder.
Manny Mota. Mota.
Hey, man, why the hell are you throwing that ball so hard, bro? Damn.
Watch Goldie on Fox Sports Florida, and you can listen to Doug Plagans on the call on 560 WQAM The Joe for every Panthers game. It all starts tomorrow. Good luck, man. We are rooting for some Panthers dubs, man.
So am I. Appreciate it very much, guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Steve Goldstein there, Florida Panthers play-by-play man on Fox Sports Florida. All right, it's Friday. We got sports tomorrow. We take a quick break. We come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.